A waterfall of email almost drowned us this past week, set off by a letter we read on the air last week from William Johnson in Arlington, Texas. He generously complimented our special show on the Buffalo, New York region, including Niagara Falls, but he felt we should have mentioned those memorable lines uttered by the Three Stooges. Niagara Falls, slowly I turn, step by step, inch by inch, yuck, 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 etc., etc. But Alan E. Steinweiss writes, wasn't this from Abbott and Costello, not the Three Stooges? He wasn't alone in correctly recalling that Bud Abbott and Lou Costello performed the skit.
Then began a search all through the capitals of Europe, Rome, Milan, Paris, Moscow, Berlin, across the Channel to London, then across the Atlantic and back to America, New York, Pittsburgh, Chicago, Milwaukee, Patterson, and then Niagara Falls. Finally, at Niagara Falls, I found him again. He was standing there with his back to the falls, all eternity behind him, and retribution finally staring him in the face. When I saw him standing there, the man who had ruined my life, the man who had stolen my wife and my baby, the man who had made of me a miserable wanderer over half the face of the earth, when I saw him standing, all the pent-up emotion of years of suffering welled up within me and with murder in my heart. Slowly, step by step, I crept upon him, and when I felt his hot breath on my cheek, I struck.
In rummaging through the archives, we also found a version featuring Lucille Ball. It followed much of the same story, but used a different punchline, so to speak.
That's why I never mention her name. But it's the same as George Washington's wife.
Martha?
Martha. That's it. Martha. Slowly I turned. Step by step. Inch by inch, I crept up on the beast who had ruined my life. I looked around for a walk. I grabbed one. I let him have it. Revenge for the most of my life. That's only one of them.
However, we cannot rule out Mr. Johnson. He was absolutely right. The Three Stooges very much did their bit to make the skit famous.
Now on went the chase. Miami, Dallas, New Orleans. And then I came face to face with a rat that had ruined my life. It was in Niagara Falls. Niagara Falls! Slowly I turned, and step by step, inch by inch, I walked up to him and I smashed him. I hit him. I bumped him. I cracked the faces and I knocked him down.
Oh, take it easy, bud. Take it easy.
Excuse me, kid. It's that word Niagara Falls. Every time I hear it, it tears me apart.
Don't do me any good either. Ungrateful, that's what it is. How do you like a guy like that? I say hello, pal, sort of friendly, and just because I say Niagara Falls.
Niagara Falls! Slowly I turn.
Incidentally, the origin of the routine is open to debate. The late Joey Fay, one-time sidekick of the great vaudevillian turned television and movie star Phil Silvers, claimed to be the skit's creator. We hope that's the last word on this subject. Send your letters about everything else you hear on the show to Weekend Edition Sunday, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Our email address is WESUN, WESUN, at NPR.org. And our comment line number is area code 202-371-1775.